I'm Don Fierstead on 96.9, and you are listening to KDLO Outdoors.
Now we travel up to the Watertown offices of Game, Fish, and Parks, Conservation Officer Bryce McVicker. And I imagine a little open water on Compesca around here for fishing. Other than that, it wouldn't be safe enough to even think about ice fishing, I hope.
Yeah, there's not very many days in a year where there's not really much for fishing opportunity and around Watertown, and we're kind of in that right now. Shore fishing availability is pretty slim due to ice buildup around the edges here. And then as far as getting boats in and out of these access areas, that's pretty tough too due to ice conditions. So as far as fishing goes, just not much happening right now.
Well, before we talk waterfowl, hopefully with the corn coming out, I myself have seen a few more roosters now in the mornings where I didn't see any before.
Yeah, this corn harvest really should push the pheasants onto some public ground a little bit better and should move the deer around a little bit as well. So I know hunters are looking forward to that, and these cooler temperatures really should have those pheasants holding up good on public property.
Well, I think I've heard of pretty good waterfowl numbers on Swan Lake up there in northern Clark County, down at Willow Lake in Clark County, and Antelope and Indian Springs over in Clark County. And then I think there's some birds on Compesca and maybe out in the middle of Goose Lake, but that's probably froze over. But ducks and geese may be a little harder to come by right around Watertown.
Yeah, things have really changed here in the last 3 or 4 days. We went from having everything open and ducks and geese everywhere to now being over 50% froze up probably. And definitely all those little water frozen, big water pockets here and there, and birds are keeping those open. But long-range forecast, I think if we can make it to Friday, we should be able to hold for a while. And with as many snow geese are in the area, I got to imagine that those big numbers of birds are going to hold the water open for us until we get to those warmer temperatures next week.
Has there been much pheasant hunting pressure in the last few days?
Not really. Not much change since opener. Weekend, during the week, maybe a little bit of non-resident pressure. And outside of that, there's a few handful of groups in the Watertown area that have been hunting pretty hard, but nothing like we're used to in the realm of pheasant hunting pressure.
Bryce McVicker, Conservation Officer out of the Watertown office, thank you. Now we travel up to the Webster offices of Game, Fish, and Parks. Biologist Dr. Brian Blackwell, and last Thursday, the commission met about and decided the fate of the 15-inch minimum limit on Lake Ponsatin. Of course, they overturned or took that off the record books, huh?
Right, yep. The meeting was in Brookings. I gave a presentation about what was going on Ponsatin, and shortly after that, they voted, and the regulation is going to be pulled off of Ponsatin, and it will start January 1st. So starting January 1st, you'll be able to keep fish or walleyes less than 15 inches.
And the key is January 1st. Ponsatin's probably one of the only lakes in the area that's totally open yet, but it is January 1st.
Right, yep, that won't start till January 1st. So when you're down there ice fishing in December, you won't be able to keep them short walleyes until January 1st.
Well, in your travels between Watertown and Webster and elsewhere, are you seeing most lakes are iced up in Day County at least?
Yeah, we iced up pretty good, I think. All the smaller stuff, I would say anything, other than the big, really big water of Wall Bay and Bitter, I think most things have iced up, and the shorelines are starting to ice up on those bigger waters as well.
All the docks were pulled. Was that a pain then with some ice on the lakes?
Yeah, it sounded like Ryan Dexter and his crew, they had some troubles getting some of the docks out. It sounded like, they chopped a lot of ice up to 3 inches or better.
Wow.
On some of them. So, yeah, it was a lot of work to get them out, probably considerably earlier than normal, getting a lot of those docks out, but they are all out now in the region.
Well, places like Bitter and Waw Bay, are they holding a lot of waterfowl?
I'm hearing some decent reports on ducks in those areas as well as geese. It sounds like, those are the only two waters we have open. So, any waterfowl in the area pretty much has to go to those areas.
Is a lot more corn out?
Yeah, Yeah, we're starting to get corn out. I don't know, probably 60% out maybe. You still see a fair number of cornfields that are standing. But I think most people are getting it out pretty quick here. And I would expect, you know, by the end of next week, probably we'll be pretty much done with our corn because there's not a lot of moisture in the forecast.
Is there any snow cover up in the Webster area?
Very little, just a little skiff here and there. I went through Brookings yesterday, and they had quite a bit of snow on the ground in the morning, but when I came back through Brookings in the afternoon, most of it had melted.
So, you know, Bitter Lake itself can be holding a lot of birds and offer some good pass shooting or decoying up there. Also, on the pheasant side, are they seeing more pheasants?
You know, as the corn comes out, I think the pheasant hunting's improved and should continue to improve. You know, I'm here seeing some decent reports around the Webster area of people, you know, not shooting limits, but they're getting a bird or two on each trip. So, yeah, the pheasant hunting, we would expect that to get a little better as the season goes on.
Dr. Brian Blackwell, biologist out of Webster, thank you. Now we travel up to the Sand Lake National Wildlife Refuge in Down Soderland with the U.S. Fish and Wildlife. And first of all, what was the consensus or some items that come out of your meetings on maybe utilizing some refuge land in the future?
Yep, we had two public meetings last week to discuss the possibility of opening up a portion of Sand Lake to waterfowl hunting in the future. And we had some people at both our Aberdeen and Columbia meeting, and the major concern was not keeping the refuge as a roosting area for migratory waterfowl. And, you know, I guess our answer to that is that if a proposal comes forward, any proposal that would potentially come forward will absolutely protect current roosting spots and any anticipated roosting spots. So we have nothing on paper as far as a proposal yet. Part of the meeting was to take input and to find out and get input from people on what their thoughts were. And you know, the overwhelming majority of the thought was make sure we protect roosting areas. There was obviously some people that were against any sort of waterfowl hunting on the refuge, and then some also that were interested to hear what a proposal might bring.
Well, what's bad on roosting areas is low water levels and very cold temps, and I imagine you have both those right now.
Oh, you're right about that, Don. We have, obviously, Sand Lake itself not deep to begin with. It's a fairly shallow basin all the way across and maybe 6 foot at the deepest, at the consistent deepest. And we locked up here a few days ago. We had the most snow geese we've had all year, which was maybe 300,000 or more the day after it froze. And they've been standing around on the ice, just kind of slowly thinning out. You know, we never did stack up with mallards. We had 10,000 or more here for a day or two, but there's still a few out there. But not like we've seen in the recent past when we've had open water and cool temps to the north of us.
Well, I imagine the big open water is Devil's Lake and the Missouri River right now in North Dakota up there, too.
Yep, I've heard there's some other pockets of open water, but to any serious duck hunters out there or goose hunters, they need to travel to find the birds. They're just not around every corner right now.
Well, with some wind and weather and birds in the area, there's still opportunity, isn't there?
Oh, there's absolutely opportunity. Whether you're a duck or a goose hunter, you just might have to drive a little bit and look for some open water or look for the birds in the air and try to get under them.
Well, we'll check back with you next week and see if how things are faring, Don. But I appreciate the information of the Sand Lake National Wildlife Refuge.
Oh, you're welcome, Don.
Well, thank you.
Stay with us. There's more KDLO Outdoors.
Now we head down to the Sioux Falls offices of Game, Fish, and Parks. Biologist Dave Lucchese, and Dave, starting up at Brookings area, got a word from Dan Sternhagen, of course, of Ponset being open, but from there to Sioux Falls and over to Lake Thompson, maybe spots of open water?
Yeah, there are a few left. I was up on Ponset yesterday and hunted up on the north end there and shot some ducks. But the whole lake was surrounded with ducks, a lot of shovelers, a lot of divers, a few geese out there. I saw one flock of snow geese, but did not see a ton of geese in that area. The other area that's still open is Lake Thompson, at least as of yesterday. And I've gotten reports that South End had a lot of mallards on it, some snow geese in the area, and a mixed bag of ducks. Henry was open last Saturday, Sunday, and some guys hunted up there and did well. But I think that would be froze up now. But, yeah, all the rest of the water between Brookings and or Ponset and Brookings and south, most of that water is froze up now. So I would gather Lake Madison might still be open, or at least parts of it would be open, and Brant Lake, and they may be holding a few birds. But yeah, we've got a lot of ice around the region down here already.
Siney Eye still open?
Yeah, Siney Eye still open, and actually this fall there's been a group of folks headed out there, and not your traditional fall bite for South Dakota. They were out fishing the main basin, snap weights and stuff, but they were pulling plugs and catching numbers of big walleyes, 7, 8, up to 10 pounds. And so the one report I heard was some of the walleyes that were clean were full of white bass, little white bass and little perch. So they were getting those big fish out deep. So that was a pretty good bite. Other bites around the region, it's just been pretty quiet with the cold weather we've had. You know, West 81 was going, producing some fish. My guess is Lake Campbell here, maybe after today, you might be able to get out on the ice there. And that south end, typically first ice is pretty good, and the lake was good for fishing this fall, so that might be an option.
And then the pheasants, with the corn coming out, faring a little better?
Yeah, you know, if you're out duck hunting in the morning, most of those public areas, you're hearing quite a bit of cackling. I've seen a fair number of pheasants around. They're starting to show up with that corn coming out, and I think hunter with a dog can have a reasonable chance of shooting a pheasant or two, even on public land.
Dave Lucchese, biologist with the Game, Fish, and Parks out of Brookings and Sioux Falls. Thank you. Now we head up to Milbank. Grant County Conservation Officer Jamie Peck, Elder, and I guess ice on maybe Big Stone or Albert or Farley?
Yeah, a lot of stuff's starting to ice up pretty good around here. There's some open spots, but it's icing up pretty quick.
I imagine a power plant and a lot of Big Stones still has open water.
Yeah, they're both holding open water, and we had a lot of ducks and geese in the area within the last couple days. With everything locking up, I'm guessing they're going to whatever open water they can find right now.
Is there pretty good goose numbers at this time up on the power plant, do you think?
I think so. Within the last couple days, there was a lot of Canada geese on Lake Albert. And with that freezing up, the power plant's very close, so I'm guessing they'll just switch over there and you'll find them there.
Pheasant hunters, they faring a little better with some corn coming out?
You know, it's not too bad. I've seen a few more pheasants and talked to a few of the hunters around, and they're pleasantly surprised. I mean, they're not getting big numbers or anything, but they're seeing some, so it's been okay.
I think the deer's pretty much in that full rut now.
No, from what I've seen is the bucks are definitely cruising around. They're not chasing real heavy yet that I noticed. But, boy, within the next couple of days, things are going to turn around pretty quick.
Is there any boundary changes or more restricted land around the power plant now, or is it the same as it has been the last few years?
Pretty much the same as it has been. They did do some construction on that south side of the power plant itself, where they added some rail lines in there. So there's a little less area there for people to be in, but there's still areas that they can hunt for sure.
Well, Jamie Peck, Elder, Conservation Officer Supervisor out of Grant County, thank you. Now we head over to Hamlin County, Esteline, South Dakota. Dan Sternhagen, Conservation Officer with the Game, Fish, and Parks. And open water and waterfall congregated, what would that pretty much be in that Lake Ponset area, Dan?
Yep, Lake Ponset, about the only piece of water that's still open, kind of moving around. Dry Lake, Lake Marsh, Albert, they've still got some small open areas that are holding some birds, but the largest area that I have open water in Hamlin County is going to definitely be that Lake Ponset area right now.
It seems that Ponset can attract some awful big numbers of bluebills and snow geese and honkers during this kind of winter and freeze-up.
Yeah, it definitely, I just drove by, the other day, and it's definitely holding a lot of birds. I've been seeing a lot of canvasback, actually, in the area, up and down the Big Sioux River, out on Ponset, and if you look closely enough on Dry Lake, there's definitely some canvasback and Canada geese sitting out there as well. So,
have the pheasant hunters been faring any better?
Pheasant hunting, this year's success rates are definitely going up as the corn's getting harvested. I've seen a lot more harvested this week than I have in the past few weeks. So, needless to say, I think hunters are going to start seeing some more birds. I know I've just driving around the county, I'm seeing a lot more out on the roads or on the gravel roads versus what it was 2 or 3 weeks ago. So I think that's a good sign to have.
Would that Stonebridge area be able to be shore fished and cast in early and late if a person wanted to, or is there a rim of ice?
No, that's definitely a good area right now. I mean, it's definitely hit or miss. It depends on what this temperature does. I know next week we're looking mid-40s, so I think it's going to stay open. If someone's looking to shore fish, that would be the area that I would go if it was me. So.
Well, Dan Sternhagen with the Game Fish and Parks out of Esteline, thank you. Now we head out to the Sheehan Waterfall Unit north of Pier. Tim Withers with the Game Fish and Parks. And Tim, out in your neck of the woods, have they started on any aerial flights for waterfall counts?
You know, they haven't. I just visited with the guy that does the flights, and he's busy. They have hundreds of radio-collared deer that they're tracking, and he needed to get through them, especially the West River ones, before that West River deer season opens, to kind of make sure they're, you know, which ones were alive, which ones were dead. Then they kind of get a better handle on what was harvested of those deer. I don't know if he's going to get through the East River side this week. I think his plan is to try to get an aerial survey next week, kind of get us some numbers of where the birds are at and that type of stuff.
Well, I understand there is some snow cover and a lot of frozen stuff, even in eastern South Dakota, but up in Canada, I think they've coupled that with snow. So have you seen any earlier migration or some migration earlier than normal this year?
You know, for us, yeah, we've really seen a pretty decent push of birds. Started last weekend, late last week. Talking to guys up north, yeah, you know, those smaller lakes and everything were freezing, so started seeing some birds move in, which was kind of unusual for us. And actually, they're, you know, fair numbers that are sticking around.
On the other side, corn harvest, is that way behind?
You know, our harvest is, you know, I think it's all across the board, you know, for everybody across the state. Corn harvest has been really slow for everybody. They can't, you know, the moisture in the corn has been so high. They've been doing a lot of bouncing around here on the farm. Which was lucky for them, you know, they can do it to stay into some drier stuff. I think now they're kind of just going to keep working across the farm rather than jumping. So some of our fields, we got fields at 1/4 out of a section that is harvested, and, you know, the rest still standing.
About how many thousand acres of corn still in that Sheehan Waterfall unit to be harvested?
You know, the last time when I checked on their maps, there was probably close to 6,000 to 7,000 acres left for them to do.
Wow.
They were just about half done.
Any hutch or movement, to your knowledge, in the pocket down south and east of here?
You know, I haven't heard anything from down there, but, you know, watching the birds when they were coming in, you know, over the last weekend and stuff, that side of us, you know, that eastern part of us, we were seeing birds, you know, going down over through Blount and Highmore or Harold area. Those normally are headed down to the pocket.
Tim, for people that might not be familiar with it, one of the books, public land books or Sportsman's Atlas, has a lot of information about the Sheehan Waterfall unit. And also, if they have a question, is anybody manned the goose trailer to call today or any other weekday?
You know, most days, we've opened our trailer, of course, for registration starting on our season open Monday. And so somebody's here usually early in the mornings. Kind of varies, you know, depending on the day of what our projects are. But usually early in the morning, somebody's always here to answer their phone. Or, you know, I guess they can give us a call at the trailer here at 605-264-5380. Leave us a message, or, you know, if it's basically my outgoing message will tell them that, you know, we're having drawings and that type of stuff.
Okay. Tim Withers at the Sheehan Waterfall Unit North of Pier, thank you.
This has been Don Fierstead with KDLO Outdoors. Listen each and every Thursday for all your hunting and fishing information throughout eastern South Dakota, western Minnesota, and out at the Missouri River. KDLO Outdoors, each and every Thursday.